So I don't think we ever talked about this at all, unless we did and I blacked out, which is possible. Mm. But we had a baby shower for you a long time ago. Now,
a long time ago.
Stay with me. Okay, and then you had a baby. But there were some things that were made at this baby shower. And I'm curious if you ever actually used them or if they were just art projects.
Excuse me. You mean these?
Oh my god, that's a cute one.
I know.
Oh, okay, can you describe for the listeners? Because we're not a video podcast.
Oh, so sorry. So what I just grabbed was, wow, this is good that I was in this room. Mm. I grabbed all of these bibs that are like throwaway bibs, and you gave people markers and stuff to decorate. And they are fantastic because people write inspirational sayings. They write silly things. They do designs. There's a little girl at the party that just did a bunch of like scribbles,
because she's
like
5 scribbles.
Years old, and you know what, I get to wear her bib too. Or not me, the baby wears the bib.
You can wear a bib if you need to.
Honestly, I've spit up and throw up and shit all over me anyway, so I probably should. What made you think of that?
Well, because I'm gonna go visit you soon, and then I was like, oh my god, are there gonna be some of those things? I actually was thinking about the diapers, because
I used all those up.
Oh my god, the inspirational diapers.
Inspirational diapers where people would write on the back of the butt and say, like, you can do it. Or, like, is it late at night? Or, like, don't stress, you're too blessed, or like something. And I kind of thought to myself, like, why doesn't Pampers actually write inspirational sayings like on the back of diapers?
That would be actually really clever.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one's done that before. Trademark. trademark. It's our idea. And by our idea, I mean I got it off Pinterest. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, it is a big deal. So you're coming in like a little more than a week. Oh,
Whee!
My God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you're going to meet the bebé.
Oh.
The bebé who is named after you. Oh, my God. And all throughout the house, it's going to be like, Katie, Kate. And I hope you both say yes to everything.
Okay, I'll get her to say her first word, which will be Auntie Katie.
Oh my God. Well, and that's what our niece, Jenny, calls me, because I don't live where you live. And she goes, Auntie Katie. And I say, that's not me.
It's because I'm the ultimate aunt.
Sisters, sisters who've seen it. We are the sisters, sisters who've seen it. Sisters, shooby dooby doo wop. Sisters, shooby dooby doo wop. Sisters, 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 sisters. Sisters who've seen it.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Oh my.
Helen.
Hello.
Fucking Helen. Hello, listeners. Welcome to our episode. Okay, I'm gonna introduce ourselves. We are the Sisters Who Seen It, the podcast where two sisters who are not movie critics look back on some of our favorites throughout the years through a psychological, ethical, and familial lens. I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And okay,
you know what's bad? Is I want to sing The Candyman Can.
Candyman Can, because he'll shank you through a mirror.
Candyman Can.
There's a lot of really great lyrics you come up with. What I was going to start singing is Bees in the Trap. Bees in the Trap. Because
what is that from?
It's just, was it Nicki Minaj, I think? But it has nothing to do with the movie except bees. Because there's bumblebees or something.
Kate, those were real bumblebees.
Oh, I think I knew that.
Oh, well.
But I love that.
We confirmed it.
It's scary. And Bridge, what's our movie?
1992, Candyman.
Who can scare you shitless? Got a creepy hook. Stalking down Helen in the parking garage. Candyman.
Kate, I thought we were going to podcast like 7 days ago.
Oh, sorry.
And so I've been reading a lot about this. Because I've had lots more days. And this is a very interesting serial
yeah.
killer wait. That's not real. And I can't wait to get into it.
I thought you were saying cereal, and then you paused, and I was like, is it breakfast cereal?
Like
and
cinnamon,
I didn't know.
Cinnamon Toast
and is
Crunch.
It honey flavored.
Ooh.
But it's okay. I got
honey
you.
Oats. Wow. Are we all listening?
Okay.
Your turn for the synopsis. Because
snap!
Princess Bride was exhausting to do. I am still tired.
Okay. Well, we're all definitely gonna die from Candyman because we probably already said his name 8 billion times, but here we go. Mm. So, we start off with some creepy narration that I didn't write down, but it's Candyman basically being like, I'm a Candyman and I kill people. And you're like, what?
They
and then
say I shed innocent blood. But yes. What is blood if not meant to be shed?
Oh, wow. Okay. Was that the narration?
Or? It was kind of like that. Yeah, something
oh
like that.
Oh, my God. The drama. Yeah. So then we're hearing this, you know, I understand it's an urban legend and we have babysitter tropes, but I would like to know what babysitter is getting sexy in their bra and then immediately starts talking about creepy stuff / that also might be me. But anyway, so this is what's happening in the story. And
okay.
It's someone being like, yeah, girl's babysitting. This guy came over and they were like, totally gonna have sex. But then she was like, let's do Candyman. And he was like, whatever. And then they did. And then she died. And you're like, wow. And then you come to find that like, oh, this girl is telling this to Helen, who is our main character. And she was a grad student doing a thesis on specifically Candyman.
Urban legends.
Is it all urban legends or is it just Candyman?
All urban legends. But then she really dives into Candyman.
I thought it was Candyman.
I can't say Candyland. Candyman.
She dives right into the peppermint forest. Okay. So, yeah. So they're doing research. It's her and her friend Bernadette, who I guess they're both grad students. So, yeah. She's also married to the worst. He's the worst guy. His name's Trevor. Ugh. Is anyone surprised? His name sucks and he sucks. He's like an actual professor and I don't know. They're married. So, okay. So then Helen, yes, she starts getting really into Candyman and she hears from a janitor in, I guess, the college that there's a local housing place that they think is connected to Candyman. So she's like, we gotta go there. And it's this place called Cabrini Green. And I guess they label this as like projects, what you can think of it as. So lower income housing. We're also in Chicago.
Hey, I was just going to say Chicago.
Chicago. So they go to this Cabrini Green and they're like, okay, we heard a story about this lady, Ruthie Jean. She got murdered and she tried to call 911 and everyone was an asshole and nobody helped her. And then she literally got murdered. And then another lady called 911 and they still didn't care, but she was still murdered. So you're like, wow, guess who's Candyman? So they go and they're just taking pictures, blah, 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 blah. Great. So then eventually, what is the chain of events? Something. I don't know. I feel like Helen just keeps going back to this place and then she kind of gets herself in weird scenarios because she's there alone at one point and this little kid's like, I've seen Candyman and he's in this bathroom. And then we hear another story about murder in the bathroom. And then she almost gets murdered in a bathroom, but it's not by Candyman. It's by some like guy or like a gang, maybe? I'm not really sure. It's just this group of guys that are pretending to be Candyman. They're not. They get arrested. Wow. Go team. There's also a lot of commentary about, honestly, race, in my opinion, about class, about like how the police respond depending on who you are, where you live, which is very sad and topical. But yeah, so then eventually she finally gets a visit from the Candyman because at some point she did the Candyman something in the mirror. Fine. And he literally is like, Helen, thank God you're fucking here. I'm the Candyman and let's do it. And she's like, what? And he was like, you made people stop believing in me, so we're gonna like fix that. And she's like, huh? And then she passes out. And then when she fucking wakes up, this is the worst part of the entire goddamn movie. A dog dies and I had to cover Bear's eyes because couldn't do it. And I mean, a baby's also missing, but like the worst part's the dog is dead. And then it's this lady that she had talked to. Her name is this Anne Marie?
That sounds right.
Okay. So it's like her baby, and then she thinks that Helen like took the baby and Helen killed the dog. And I'm pretty sure Helen did kill the dog, but I'm not really sure because we didn't see it and we don't know what's happening, and Helen doesn't know what's happening. And then she gets arrested. But then she doesn't get arrested. But then she gets visited by Candyman again at her apartment home, and then like Bernadette fucking dies, and now she's arrested again, but also like she's like committed. And then they just like have her drugged up for like a month, I think they say. And you're like, what? What is time? Where am I? And Helen's like, this is a bunch of horse shit. Candyman's real. And the doctor's like, no way. And then Candyman fucking kills him. And you're like, well, guys, you know, I'm not
believe
sure.
Women.
When will we learn? And so she busts out. She pulls a Terminator 2 and she breaks out. And it's, I guess, a thing. She's now a fugitive and she does a Peter Pan. Right. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That would have been so awesome. She throws herself off a dam. Okay, I'm so sorry. Then we find out Trevor sucks and he was cheating on her. Again, anyone surprised? Nobody's surprised. It's stupid. Moving on. So then she basically is like, I gotta figure out this Candyman bullshit because I'm fucking over it. I don't know what to do with my life. And then she is like, you know what? I keep getting visions of where I think Candyman might be and the baby that was missing. So I'm gonna go find them. So she goes, and then Candyman's like, Helen, thank God you're here because now we're gonna like get married or something. And she's like, what? And then he's like, yeah, bees. And you're like, ah. And then in the end, this is kind of the end. They end up in a giant stack of wood pile stuff and the baby's in there, and then all these people are like, now we're gonna set this shit on fire. And you're like, oh no, baby inhaling smoke, that baby's not gonna do well in life now. And she ends up stabbing Candyman because she's like, screw you, I'm not your lady. And then she saves the baby, but she dies. But then everyone knows that like she saved the baby, but I think she still killed the dog, so I don't know about that. But then we're like, yeah, Candyman's gone. Hooray. And then Helen becomes like her own little Candyman lady, with no hair,
she's
which I
the
kind
candy
of love.
Woman.
The Candy Woman can.
Why isn't that a movie?
I don't know. But she, you know, does the right thing, the only thing, and she murders Trevor at the end. And that's it. It's a great ending.
Wow.
Woo!
It was like I watched the whole movie all over again with you, Kate. Uh-huh. Wow, 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 wow. This was a little less like jump scary and more psychological scary.
Do you remember when you read the like description for it? It said it was like gothic. I wonder if that's what it meant.
I still don't get it.
Mm-mm.
But Kate, so much to talk about with this movie. So first off, I felt like some of these scary movies are like too fast for me sometimes because I'm hiding behind a blanket or I'm like shoveling carrots down my mouth, something to keep me feeling safe and cozy. But this was slower. So I got to actually pay attention and have kind of like thoughts about like, well, if that was me or what would I would do? Or like, wow, that's really insane. And this had so many layers to it.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
Yeah. It's very good. I think that's why it was like, I mean, it got remade recently and it's not an exact remake. Like they do a little different of a premise with it, but I think it's like, it's good material. And this was based off of a short story, I think, by Clive Barker. And he was also the guy who created Hellraiser, which is another horror series.
Ah, The Forbidden. The short story, The Forbidden. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So first of all, I got a big bone to pick with this movie. Okay.
What's the bone?
All right. So the ghost is a black man, right? And that's relevant because he was a son of a slave who was murdered because he got some rich guy's daughter pregnant and that rich guy was racist. And he was murdered in a very terrible way, hence why he comes back in like a ghost and kills everybody.
Yeah.
So Kate, you tell me why he is in Cabrini Green murdering black people.
Because I think they said that's like Cabrini Green was built on the place that he died.
Okay, fine. But like, why is he killing a bunch of rich white people?
I don't know, because they're not saying Candyman. It's like whoever says his name. He's because like, well, now I gotta kill you, bitch. Come on.
Because in the beginning, it was like a rich white girl.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And so I was following that plot, and then how'd we end up in the projects? So that was my only bone to pick, is like, why? Because it was like scary for Helen to go visit. Like, that annoyed me.
Well, and I think it's like that whole part he talks about where it's like people have to believe in me. And so that's who he ends up like attacking. Which, wouldn't you want to do the opposite? Like, wouldn't you want to kill people who are like, I don't believe in that candy, man? And then he's like, swing, here I am. Like, he did that to the doctor. What?
I mean, again, he needs a PR team.
Yeah, and don't kill dogs. Thank you.
Wow.
Dogs can't say candy man. They say woof. Right? Watch out. Same with the babies. All right,
that was my only bone to pick. Let's get into it. And Kate, it starts off with something that, as I read in the fun facts, groundbreaking the way they filmed the city of Chicago for the credits.
Oh, it was cool. It was like a drone shot. I know it wasn't a drone, I'm sure.
Well, 1992, it was a new machine called a Skycam.
Wow.
And it could shoot without vibration. Because back then, that was like mind-blowing. And so, yeah, that was like really, really impressive.
I like the music too, where it's like,
okay, so
I'm like, this is beauty. No, weren't feeling it.
No, I liked it, and it was super scary, and it gave me like evil church vibes. But I wanted them to change it up, and they kept using the same like music score over and over. And I was like, we get it, we know he's coming, but can't you like John Williams this and add a little twing tang to do?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, I had to add that. But
well, what I don't think was groundbreaking technology was the CGI bees, and I guess it was like a metaphor for like Candyman is bees. Therefore, bees are in Chicago. I think. Not sure.
Well, the bees came from when Candyman was being murdered. They put honey all over his body and had bees basically like sting him alive.
Yeah, it's the worst.
But this whole film wasn't CGI bees. I mean, like we said, they used real bees. And Tony Todd, who was the evil dude, he got a bonus for every bee stung.
Ow! And I hope he didn't get a lot of bee stings.
Okay, yes, he did. 23 times.
Oh my god!
And then, wait for this, Helen Lyle, who that actress was so bomb, Virginia Madsen, she was allergic to bees. So when she got the role, she said, excuse me, I'm not sure if I can do this. And they were like, you're fine. And she thought, well, yeah, I'm an actress. Let me go for it. My God, Kate.
That's where we have EpiPens. Goodness. Wow.
Okay, what were we saying? We're back to babysitting. Let's get to the babysitting.
So this
Let's
is the stupid babysitter. And the narration's like, yeah, so I don't remember what the girl's name is, but we'll call her Cindy because that seems apropos.
Claire.
Yeah. So like Cindy is babysitting. No, and like, her name she was Claire. Johnny. But then Billy came over on like his motorcycle and she thought Billy was hot. But like, you know, she never like did anything with him. But then she was like gonna do something with him. And I was like, wait, what was the story? Like, why do I care? Get to the murder. Come on. Also, where's the baby? Does anyone care? What's happening?
Nobody cares.
We don't know. But yeah, she fucking dies. But I thought it was so funny how they're like, ooh, let's like make out in the bathroom. And then she's like literally in a bra. And then she's like, oh my God, this is the perfect time to talk about Candyman, the murdering serial killer who murders you through the mirror. And I was like, okay, again, like, I think it's weird, but I also feel like I might do that. I'll try really hard not to, but like,
okay.
I don't
so
know.
Many of these old slasher films have whoever is like the slutty girl gets killed, right?
Yeah.
And you know, she was taking off her shirt and cheating on her boyfriend, whatever. Never in my life when I was babysitting in high school did I think, let me invite this guy over and make out. I'm eating their ice cream.
Oh, same.
I'm watching their,
all the snacks.
Their movies and their cool entertainment center. I mean, snacks. Never in my life were like, you know what I want to do right now? I want to rip off my shirt and go make out with my boyfriend. No, not interested. And so I like, find it so funny that that's like a thing. And I thought to this movie, I was like, oh, this is gonna be like another one of like trope. But then this is it. That was like it. And then they threw that in the garbage. And I thought, well, that's nice. Moving on.
Yeah. And this is where you come to find, oh, this is Helen is like interviewing some girl. And there's a lot of smoking inside. Like, oh my God, 90s.
Wrote that. So first of all, two like major timeline in the sand is the horrific computer that's like, did you pay attention to that computer? It had like a green screen.
Yeah.
And like it had like the blinking like typing sign. And then her chain smoking inside, and I was like, wow, this is a time capsule. We don't do this anymore.
Thank God we don't do that anymore. Jesus.
I mean,
literally every scene, I feel like she was like, except when she was like at Cabrini Green, and I was like, okay, I mean, thanks, but also like, stinking up your apartment building. I'm just saying, but it's fine. I did write that they were doing their thesis on only Candyman.
And oh, then okay.
I wrote a note that says that doesn't seem like enough material, ma'am. Because like, come on, your grad school thesis, like, girl, you need it to be longer than like 6 pages. What?
Listen, I believe you. I thought it was on all urban legends, and then they like were going into one.
Yeah,
but not all of it. But okay, we have to talk about her visiting her horrible husband's classroom where he was basically teaching fake news.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, you believe everything the newspaper says? And I was like, shut up, Trevor, you're stupid. What fucking class is this? This is bullshit. I probably would take it, but it's bullshit.
And then the very obvious he's cheating, to me, was so, like, the whole time it was like, okay, she like hung around, and then even Helen was like, so are you cheating on me? Like, she's like, pretty obvious. And he's like, no. And then, you know, later on, he doesn't come home till 3. She's like, so where were you? Were you cheating? I mean, he's like, no. And then, like, you keep going until she, like, shows up and she's like, some lady is, like, painting my apartment. Like, obviously, yeah, you're cheating. And he's like, oh, me?
You caught me. Like,
this was the most obvious, like, professor student. And also, okay, Kate, you know about my professor experience. All of these professors, in my experience, ain't flirting with students. That trope needs to, like, burn in the garbage. They are all, like, have no interest. I'm sure it still happens at universities, but never in my life would I be like, wow, what a hot young stud. Let me flirt with this like 19-year-old, like,
but even gross. Like, even on the opposite end, like, if you're a student, you're going for Trevor? Are ew. You sure? Do you need to go to the optometrist and get your hearing checked and other things? Because I am worried about you.
And he was always in a cranky mood. Like, he was always like, here's my sweater vest. Oh, this dinner's nice. Oh, let's go out. Oh, Helen. I was like, oh my God. But we move on. And
we
then
do.
We meet Bernadette. Is that her friends?
Yeah. So Bernadette is helping with all the interviews and they're doing it together, I guess.
Yeah. But I guess they're both writing the thesis together.
But then somewhere within here, Helen is like writing up a transcript of one of her interviews. And then this is where like a female janitor comes in and she hears it, and she's like, oh, talk about that Candyman. She doesn't say that, but I wish she did. And then she was like, yeah, I know Candyman. She's like, my friend actually knows someone that was murdered by Candyman. And you're like, what? That's fucked up. And then she's like, can I talk to her? She's like, yeah, she's right out this door. Convenient, thank God. And then, yeah, so then she talks with the one other female janitor, and then she's like, yep, I live in Cabrini Green, and this lady, Ruthie Jean, got murdered. And this is, like, so horrible because she literally was like, Ruthie heard noises coming through her wall and she called 911 and they didn't believe her. And then she was murdered. And fucking Helen makes a racist comment. She goes, oh, was she shot? Helen. And the lady goes, no, she was murdered by a hook. Like, if I was that lady, I would have been like, do you remember when I started telling you this was about Candyman? I'm confused. Like, Candyman has a hook. Get it together. Okay. Fucking figure. I thought you were doing a thesis on this. All right.
A part of this movie, I thought, oh, is this gonna be so racist? Like, it's set up everybody that was like a worker or the housing project or the evil guy is black, and they touched on it in the 1992 way, but I didn't think it was like horrible the whole time.
No,
because at one point Helen does start to like say, I would say, comments that were more supportive and more aware of her privilege.
Yeah,
and so it started to be like, okay, then this won't get annoying. But the thing that I thought was interesting is the believing and the not believing. Like, I believe in it. No, I don't believe in it. And you're like, you know, because Helen was a little cocky and she's like, I don't believe in it. Like, Bernadette, I'm just gonna say it in the mirror.
Yeah.
And like, who cares? And Bernadette's like, you're nuts. You are nuts. You privileged freaking lady thinking you could just survive this alien slasher? Ghost slash Crusher? What do we call him?
I think it's Ghost.
Okay, okay.
It's something.
Okay.
Yeah, and I do like how they add in the part where, because this is what I think is the real horror of this movie, is that the reality is, if you live in some of these apartments, you can just bust through the wall behind your bathroom mirror. And this is how we get murdered. That was literally, like, not too long ago, there was a whole TikTok video about that. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, it was some girl who was like, there's a whole apartment behind my mirror. And then she, like, went through and she was, like, filming it. And it was empty. But, like, that's the real terror. Yeah.
Because that was what I thought was interesting. I didn't think of him as a ghost, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm still thinking, this person, you know, I mean, I get it. How is he going to know when someone's going to say Candyman? But I still thought, okay, it's not at the same moment. You know what I mean? Yeah. That they say it. And I like that she was like, okay, there's something behind the mirror. Maybe they came this way. And I'm following all of it. But then at some point in the movie, you're like, this is just magic. This is absolute magic.
That guy's flying. I don't think that's the mirror anymore.
He just pops up and flying, and we got all sorts of magic. The craft magic, folks.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is really, really creepy.
Well, and then I do like how they add in, because this is, again, they're like adding in some commentary where Helen does research and she comes to find that this is like so weird setup. Helen's apartment, condo, whatever you want to call it, is the exact same type of layout as Cabrini Green. But it's like they built them at the same time, but then I guess the developers were like, oh, well, Cabrini Green's like on the crap side of town, so like that'll be for low income, whatever. But then the one that Helen's in is on a nicer part of town, so like we're not gonna offer those to those people. It'll just be like not for rent, basically. So then she was saying how like my place is the same layout as their place, which is why she was like, we have to go there and go to that apartment and check behind the mirror to see if I'm right. And then she was when they ended up going there. So
well, and this did a good job of, like, you know, if you do have certain biases, it would, like, kind of twinge on that. Because Bernadette's like, I don't know, bad side of town. And then Helen's like, it's fine. But she also was kind of cocky about it.
Did you hear the one line? She goes, don't you think Trevor would chicken out? And she was like, yeah. She's like, right. So we're going to go. And I was like, wait, so you hate your husband too? So, like, nobody likes Trevor. What are we doing?
Why are you married to someone you hate?
I don't understand it.
But when she gets into the building, which looks very run down, there's graffiti everywhere, and there's a group of, like, locals.
And they're wearing 90s windbreakers. I think we used to own those. It's amazing.
Wow. But they were like, why are you here? Why are you a cop? Why are you here? And then she literally is like, they'll think we're cops, so we'll be safe. I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
And then they go to take the elevator and the guys are talking. So she's like, okay, we're going to go up the stairs. And so this movie did like a good job, because I bet you some people who have not experienced a lot in life would be like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Are they going to get murdered by those people? You know? And so I felt like they did a better job in this movie of like touching on your fears in normal, like it wasn't all magic. It was just Candyman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a disgusting apartment. I mean, that bathtub looked like a haunted house. It was so grody.
I know, and there was like all like graffiti, and some of the graffiti I was like, this is fun, but then a lot of it I was like, oh, alright.
No. And the big graffiti of his face with the mouth open.
So creepy!
And another technology moment is her camera.
Oh my God.
It's like an old school Polaroid where it has batteries. And, you know, it gave me like Clarice Starling vibes.
Oh my God, yes!
With the loud noises and the, you know, whatever, bright lights. And then she's like, Bernadette, I ran out of batteries. And I thought, oh my God, like, there's no cell phones.
No.
Your cameras are not working.
Yep.
What did we used to do, Kate? We used to just like hope we survived. Nobody's tracking us.
Yeah.
There's no cameras in the building. Oh,
well, the best anxiety. Is she's like, all right, just give me 5 minutes. Like, let me just go in the murder den. It'll just be 5 minutes, Bernadette. Like, chill out. And I was like, this is the worst idea, but I guess it's fine. And then they get out, and then the neighbor who has the dog is like, what the fuck are you guys doing in there? She's like, you're literally in a lady's apartment who got murdered. Like, why are you breaking and entering? And they're like, we're just like, looking around. I was like, no, she's right. These are valid questions.
Well,
like,
and so that was Ruthie Jean, right? That woman?
No, Ruthie Jean's the one that got murdered. Anne Marie is the neighbor.
Anne Marie.
Who was like, I heard her getting murdered. And you're like, damn.
Anne-Marie, you want to talk about it? And Anne-Marie was at first very defensive. Don't talk to me. Get out of here. And then eventually Anne-Marie was like very nice. She's like, all right. Yeah. Here's my baby.
Hold my baby. Yeah.
And I felt like she was explaining like, listen, I would love to like not live next to where someone got murdered. And I tried to call the cops and the cops ignored me. But this is my situation right now. And I felt like she got the shittiest end of the stick in this whole movie.
Oh my God. Because
she's just trying to live her life. And Helen's all up in her fucking business. Oh my God. And then her baby gets taken away because of Helen.
I hate that. I think Candyman should have kidnapped the other little kid, Jake, because I feel like he kind of was a problem sometimes. But why? I guess he never gets comeuppance. I don't know, because I felt like he assisted in like the beating up of, I don't know. I don't know. I thought he was an accomplice for a moment, and then I guess he wanted whatever.
Okay, but wait, let's talk about the dinner scene that we've all been at where some fucking professor dude mansplains.
Fucking professor with like 2 foot long hair. Sir.
He was like, oh, you're writing about Candyman? I did that 20 years ago. And here's the real story. Now, I liked that this was moving the plot forward. It was good to know about the Candyman backstory. I did not need it delivered by a grody, boring, mansplaining, ugly dude.
While Trevor sat next to him, looking like an asshole. Yeah, I agree.
Trevor's the worst.
Agreed. So, but after this, Helen's like, you know what? Fuck y'all. I'm going back to Cabrini Green. And she goes by herself.
Helen.
And she tries to bother Anne-Marie again, but Anne-Marie probably was like hiding in her apartment and was like, I'm not answering this time. Leave me alone. And this is where she meets the little kid, Jake. And she's like, hey, Jake, you don't know anything about this murder? And I was like, why the fuck are you talking to a 7-year-old about murder? Please stop.
I wrote in capital letters, okay, Helen. Enough. Go home and leave Jake alone.
Such a goddamn Helen. And then he's like, I know Candyman. I know where he is, where he hangs. She's like, cool, let's go see. And then I'm like, no, I hate it all. And then you see a little foreshadowing of the bonfire where she's like, oh, you guys having a fire? And he's like, yeah, pretty soon. You're like, oh, okay.
Okay, in James's backyard, his childhood home, they would do that. They would like put like wood and old shit. Was it like
the size of a house?
Yes. Okay, I have a freaking picture. And then when it got so big and they get ready to burn it, they would have a party. And we had a huge party. And I will send you a picture of the largest fire. Your mind will be blown. And I thought, oh my God, did my husband grow up in the farm version of Cabrini Green?
But like, was Candyman in there? And
I don't know, Kate. I don't know. Okay. If only I saw this movie before then, maybe I wouldn't have done this.
Jesus Christ.
And checked for Helen or a baby.
Oh no.
But here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are. And I thought she had a lot of guts to go alone, and that made her character interesting. But we have another disgusting bathroom, Kate.
This one has poop. And I know, like, that's where poop should be, but it was on the wall.
It was written, I don't know.
It was poop. Why?
I don't like it.
No running water in there. How are you going to clean your hands? I ask you. And Jake just stands outside like a goddamn bystander. Jake did not listen in his anti-bullying classes.
Leave Jake alone.
He could have yelled, Helen, get the fuck out of there or some shit, but no. No, he didn't. He didn't. And then this is where all these guys come in and they're like, we hear you looking for Candyman, bitch. And she's like, I'm just gonna be on my way. And then he's like, take a hook to the face. And she gets, I don't know, she doesn't die. It's like, there's a lot of cutaways in this movie, so we just...
Well, and I thought, okay, also we have to mention one of the seats, because it was like arrows pointing and the seat was all full of bees.
Oh, so yeah,
I was prepared for Candyman, and when the guys came in, I thought, oh, well, I guess Candyman just has a crew.
Candyman's crew. Yeah.
So, but that's a no. That's a big, big, big no. You know, I haven't also discussed this, but I really don't understand why he is called Candyman. Man. There is no candy in this movie.
Well, there was a pile of candy at one point, but it was filled with razor blades.
But that felt very forced.
I don't think I know the answer.
Wait, why is he Candyman? All right. Anyway.
Maybe it was in the backstory and I was,
No, I didn't pick up on any of that, but
I don't know.
I thought she was going to be like way more fucked up, but she basically just had a black eye. And then Jake's at the police station saying, you lied to me, Helen. You said that you wouldn't go try to find Candyman.
Yeah. Jake, who literally sent her in the murder bathroom and then watched her potentially get murdered. And that's great. Ugh, fucking Jake. I can't with him.
You need to be nicer to like middle school kids. is in movies.
He's not in middle school. He needs to do better. Anyway, so then the cops basically are like, all right, you know what, Helen, you helped us catch this guy. And he was like a leader of, I think they did say gang, but they basically were like, we never were able to get a witness to testify against him because he would kill everyone. So they were like, we think this guy killed Ruthie Jean in Cabrini Green. So then because of this, it basically is like taking away the belief of Candyman, right? Because then it's like people are like, oh, it wasn't him. It wasn't the mythical ghost. You know, it was that other guy who like isn't a ghost. And you're like, wow. And then she's like, Jake, Candyman isn't real. And then Jake's like, all right. And then what did I write here? I go, it was stupid Trevor again. Ugh, that could be any part. I don't know.
I wrote, Trevor gives me real bad boy Billy vibes.
Trevor needs to get shanked. and then she meets up with Bernadette, and Bernadette is like, I got pictures from your camera. And she's like, oh my God, I thought it was Smash, but you saved some photos. And she's like, yeah. And then Bernadette's like, anyway, gotta go, bye. And she literally speeds away as fast as possible in that parking garage.
But that ain't good, Kate, because that parking garage is where we finally meet
Candyman!
Okay, let's talk about some fun facts.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy was gonna play this role.
No!
But he was too short, and they thought he wasn't very scary. Tony Todd is like 6'5".
Yeah, he seems like he's really tall. Wow.
And when he was far away in the parking lot, and then he like floated like closer and closer, I was like, damn, he is so tall, and he's got these like broad shoulders. But I read that they wanted to give him like a romantic vibe, so he did kind of have like a Dracula vampire-y, like, I'm flirting with you.
I was picking that up.
And so I was like, he's not like just going in for the kill.
Yeah.
And she kind of got like hypnotized by his like talking.
Yeah.
But you know, parking garages, they just ain't good for women.
No.
You gotta be strategic where you park. By lights, right by the elevator. She was too far away.
Yeah, there were a lot of spots in there, ma'am. Okay.
But this is when shit goes down, Kate.
This is fucked up. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I fucking hated all of it. It's like the whole time Anne-Marie is just like screaming, and you're like, what? We don't know what's happening either. And Helen doesn't know what's happening. She wakes up and she's covered in blood, and she's like a knife thing. And you're like, oh no, who's dead now? And then this is the worst. Okay. Why, movie? Why?
Okay, let's take a moment. I saw the dog die, Kate, and yes, that was sad. But unlike you, I don't think that is the main point of the movie. The main point of the movie is baby Anthony is missing. So you need
you
to
know
also...
the dog's dead. I would rather the dog missing and the baby missing. Because then I'd be like, at least the dog has a happy life now. Who knows?
Well, and it was a Wattwiwa.
I fucking know. That's why I had to cover Bear's eyes. It was too scary.
Okay, but it was cool to see her like get hypnotized, and then she like wakes up in blood.
Oh my
and
God.
You could tell she's like, oh my God, am I fucked up? Like, she's disoriented, and I love that like time hop.
Yeah.
Because it's like, is this part of the magic or does something happen? Because I don't know how much magic I'm believing in. But if I saw a woman come out of the bathroom in blood, my dog is dead, my baby is missing, I felt like
beat her up.
You try to kill her.
I kind of love that. Like, she didn't like run away, she was like, ah! And then she starts slamming her head against the floor like it's a WWE match. It was like kind of awesome.
It was, and this is where I got like really kind of, because the cops were super racist about like not coming and supporting, but all of a sudden we got, you know, Helen there. Now where the cops just are at the door.
Yeah.
But in this scenario, they're like, Helen, you might be the murderer. You keep
Helen.
Showing up here.
And you were holding a knife and you literally like stabbed Anne-Marie's shoulder or something horrible. Like
She did. And this was really interesting because they're like, where's the baby? And I think because I just had a baby, Kate, I'm sorry, I wasn't as invested in the dog. I was really invested in baby Anthony. Like, where is baby Anthony?
Bridge in the background like, yes, I too would like to know. Thank you.
Well, and I got sad. I was like, why are they involved? I thought she was just gonna be like this character that was like, yeah, this is the backstory and here's what you need to know. and then you'll never really see me again. But, like, what did baby Anthony do, Kate?
I don't know. He can't speak yet, so I'm not sure why he's getting horrified by Candyman. Also, dogs can't speak English either.
But then we gotta deal with Trevor again, Katie.
Fucking Trevor. She's like, let me call my husband. And then Trevor's like, no. And then she's like, oh my god. Okay, better smoke in jail. We do see I wrote a note here. Because I guess the movie right away is like, all right, Bridge, we know you're worried about the baby Anthony, so we're gonna show you that baby Anthony's okay and where he is. And I wrote a note saying, oh my god, baby Anthony is partying with Candyman and there's some strobe lights going on. This looks awesome. The baby's just chilling and it's just like random strobe lights and I don't fucking know. Put some disco music in the background and that looks like a good time.
But like, this is where I thought the movie did a good job, because they were starting to kind of set up the original Candyman, got the woman pregnant, yeah, and then was killed. So now we have a baby. And then Helen's kind of like a love interest. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't really realize that's where the plot was going, but I thought, once I started to pay attention to that, I was like, this is interesting, because he really could have just murdered her very quickly and the movie would have been over. But he kind of like kept like ruining her life slowly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, think about it. Would you rather date Candyman or Trevor?
Probably Candyman.
Right? Seriously.
I mean, at least he's upfront about his horrible intentions. So there's that.
Yeah.
There's a part in here where she gives herself a PowerPoint presentation of the photos, and then she realizes that Candyman is in one of the backgrounds. And I was like, oh my God, Candyman's photobombing. To me, I feel like that's like somewhat evidence, but we never use that again.
No.
Ever.
Could have been literally her thesis picture cover.
It could have. This is true.
Wasted opportunity.
Well, and then I realized also that right away Candyman busts in and he's like, yo, stop looking at my PowerPoint. And then he's like, I got the baby and it's all your fault because people didn't believe, but now they're gonna believe. Also, I love you. And then she's like, no. And then Burdette's like, I'm here too, Helen. I heard you got arrested, so I brought flowers.
I know, Burdette. What? She got the shit out of the stick too. What the fuck? What did she do wrong?
Shit, it's just so, like, bad timing. Then Helen's like, no, Bernadette, no. And then Bernadette's like, fuck off, Helen, I'm coming in. It's horrible.
And then Bernadette just gets, and it doesn't look good again, Kate, because it looks like Helen murdered Bernadette after getting out of jail for almost murdering another lady.
Yep. And then I wrote fucking Trevor, because Trevor comes in and he's just like, oh, Helen, goddamn. Right. And he's like, off to the loony bin for you now.
He's got like divorce papers in his pocket and he's like, god damn it, now we got another murder. How inconvenient for me and Stacy.
Yeah. So she gets committed and Candyman visits her again and he's like, yo, trying to make out. And she's like, no!
Okay, Kate, I got some real two movies popping up for me. I got some real Nancy the Craft vibes.
Oh my god, what a reference. Yes.
Equally Winona Girl Interrupted vibes. And I thought, where is Whoopi?
Whoopi! Oh my god. If Whoopi rolled in, she'd be like, Candyman, get the fuck out of here. Visiting hours are over. I don't have to say it again.
I gotta shave her legs. Get out of here.
I gotta shave her legs.
But everybody, and you know, Kate, if somebody was, like, 1992, if somebody was a really good serial killer and they made someone look crazy, it is scary to think someone could throw you in a, like, a mental institution and drug you. And you lose a month of your life. I mean, especially if you have a husband that really doesn't want you, like, it ain't good. You need people in your life making sure you don't end up in the mental hospital.
Not good. All right, then I have a note here, because I guess we do a cutscene back to baby Anthony. And follow me with this. This is my stream of consciousness. Oh my god, baby Anthony's gonna get his bestest hanging out down here. And oh no, watch out for that hook. And oh no, don't feed him stuff from your fingers, Candyman. No.
Ew, I hated that. I didn't know. I was like, wait, what's happening?
What was he eating? Was it? I don't know what it was. So he ate something. And I was like, Anthony, no, this is a lesson you gotta learn now. Careful what you put in your mouth. Oh. It's not good.
I thought that was very weird, but it was again, you kind of are like, I don't know if I hate Trevor or Candyman more. Like, this is confusing because I know Candyman, like, murders people, but Trevor is almost worse. And he's, like, feeding a baby. So do we like him? But what is the baby eating? I don't know, Kate. I was there with you.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about it. But this is where Helen goes and visits the doctor. And he's like, okay, Helen, hey, you've been here a month. You've been on drugs. There is no Candyman. You are kookadooks. And yeah. And then she's like, I'll prove it to you. I'll call Candyman right now.
I thought that was a cool scene.
And then he's like, I mean, sure, Helen, whatever. I'll take notes. And then Candyman fucking kills the doctor. Damn.
So the way he killed him, like, she didn't get the validation of the doctor seeing him and then being like, see, believe me.
Right.
He just gets murdered. He kills him from behind,
too. Yeah.
Hooked from behind, Kate.
Wow. And then Candyman's like, Helen, thanks. Anyway, I'm gonna let you pray now. And she's like, God damn it, Candyman! But, like, thank you. But, like, ugh!
Well, and I kept thinking, what does he want with Helen? And then you're like, I mean, he's not outwardly saying I'm in love with you, but he's, like, kind of giving hints. And, like you said, then she does a Peter Pan off that dam.
Peter Pan off this
dam! Or what I say, I go, she steals his clothes and pulls a Richard Kimball out of there.
It totally was a Richard Kimball. Oh my God, she's just running to the hospital and nobody thinks it's weird.
Okay, and the other thing I really kept thinking, I was like, I don't understand why Candyman is not killing her. But I guess that's, like, part of the exciting intensity of the movie.
Because he didn't want to kill her. He wanted to, like, be with her and, like, be in love with her. Because she was the reincarnation of his lady friend.
I get, and, like,
I don't know.
I needed more backstory for Candyman. You know, like, was he lonely? You know, like, did a ghost
He was
an
artist. So it's cool.
Yeah.
He must have feelings.
Wow. Well, okay. She makes it home and wow, Kate.
Bridge. Wow. I mean, I have trouble decorating houses, but I don't think I would ever paint a house bubblegum pink. Unless it was a fun house children.
I'm gonna correct. Oh. Bubblegum pink would have been cooler. This was Saved by the Bell, peached, like, light pink.
I hate it. It was the worst.
It was so fucking ugly.
It's like grandma's bathroom, but everywhere. God.
And, like, literally Helen was like, I wouldn't have chosen this color, Stacy. I don't care that you're having sex with my husband.
Yeah, she's like, Trevor sucks. You can take him. Seriously.
She's like, he left me in a mental institution. A serial ghost killer is treating me better, but I would have changed the paint color, Stacy. Yeah. Okay? Okay?
Oh, my God. It was only like a fucking month like that. Mm-mm.
That was Stacey. Super quick. And then I wrote, I go, teach you to rely on a man.
Seriously. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
And then Helen's like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm gonna go back to Cabrini Green because where else am I gonna go? Might as well. And this is where she goes back into, like, the murder den, but she goes to a different part where it's, like, above the murder den, something something, and Candyman's sleeping, and she's like, I will kill him. And then he's like, oh my God, Helen, thank God you're here and you stabbed me. This is a great day. And she's like, no. And then they, like, make out. And,
he's like, Helen, I don't think you understand. Like, I'm a ghost. You can't actually, like, kill me. And all I'm gonna do is keep ruining your life. And he explains to her, he's like, everyone will abandon you.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Sucks. Everything
Take a
sucks.
For that.
And then baby Anthony's like, I'm here too, guys. Don't forget about me, the baby.
This is what made Helen's character so good, is you were like, well, why doesn't she just, like, kind of give up? Like, all of the people around her are dead. She's been in a mental institution. Like, she's really got kicked to the curb. But she was like, baby motherfucking Anthony.
Baby Anthony!
I am going to show everybody that I am not the worst white woman ever.
Hashtag do it for baby Anthony. Yep.
She's like, I will not die a Karen. I am getting baby Anthony. And you're like, yes, get him. And
here's another part where I think Jake needs to reevaluate his choices in life.
What did Jake do?
Fucking Jake. Like, Helen has a hook, just, I don't know, just because she's holding it. And then she's like, I gotta go in this wood pile and get baby Anthony, because who puts a baby in a wood pile? And then Jake sees the fucking hook and he goes, Candyman. And then he's like, let's set it on fire, boys. And all the adult men listen to the 7-year-old child and they're like, yeah, let's torch the shit. And then you're like, no, baby Anthony, no.
Okay, this is where Jake was wrong.
Yeah, Jake, okay. Boy who cried wolf, Jake, okay. Well,
Well,
maybe Anthony, Kate, Jake.
Candyman was in there.
But, like, but that wasn't also his hook.
Also Helen and also the baby. So, like, he was correct, but he didn't get specific enough.
I think Jake needs to take a chill pill.
I don't know why, but I keep thinking about Jake from State Farm. And, my God, what advertising. Anyways.
Oh, that would be even funnier if that was him the whole time in his outfit. And you're like, Jake, why do you think you're a 7-year-old boy?
And then he, like, turns around and he's like, if you had insurance, this fire would be covered.
Like a good neighbor, we'll protect you from Candyman. Okay.
I'm sorry, but who is anyone listening from that creative team? Because we're here for it. We will help you land that scene. But
oh my God,
Helen being like, you know, you referenced Sarah Connor's earlier and when she busts out like Terminator 2.
Oh my God.
This is an intense scene. I was like, she is not, like, the baby and her are dying.
Yeah, she's
not
on fire. It. No.
She was on fire.
This Helen's on fire! And then some guy, like, runs out and he's like, I guess I'll help this burning white lady. And he, like, puts the fire out. And literally, it goes one shot, Helen still has her hair. And then the next second, all of her hair is gone.
Oh my
I was like,
God.
Damn, who knew?
Well, the way the movie was going, I was like, oh, Helen lives. Like, she's going to be burnt really bad, but she lives. And then you cut to her funeral and you're like, no, she did.
It's for the best, honestly.
What was she going to do with her life after that?
Yeah, nah.
And then, okay, we see Candyman in the background, like, burning. Like a figure of a man. But does that actually kill him, Kate?
He's probably a ghost. Not, because I think there's a bunch of sequels. But it's fine, because at the funeral, it's just Trevor and his stupid girlfriend, which that's a weird funeral to go to. And I guess Helen had no family or other friends, so that sucks. But then all of Cabrini Green is like, hey guys, we're here to have you met baby Anthony. He was on a fire. He might have the black lung right now, but he's alive, thanks to Helen. And then they fucking bury Helen with a hook, which again was Jake. Not Jake from State Farm, but 7-year-old Jake. And I kind of understand it, but if I was Helen, I'd be like, dude, seriously? A fucking hook? Come on now. Jesus, people. Bury me with a wig or anything. Come on. Cannot.
Or, like,
can't.
Honestly, she could have had her own thing. Like, it didn't have to be a hook. Like, she could have had, like, a knife. Like, she could have had her own serial killer ghost thing.
I think she should kill people with a wig and smother them. That would have been fucking cool.
Or she could turn people on fire.
Ooh! Yeah, I like that.
Like a Pokemon?
Well, and then, you know, from here, then it's like, well, I guess the movie's over, but then it's not, because we see Trevor being fucking emo boy, who's like, ugh, Helen was so cool. My new girlfriend is, like, 18, which might be illegal. Who knows? Ew. Anyway, I'm not into it. And then he's like, wah, Helen, and he says Helen's name 5 times, and then she's like, hey, bitch, I'm here, with no hair. And then she kills him. And you're like, thank God that was the ending.
I was so happy with that ending because,
yeah,
I was like, all right, you're annoyed by your 18-year-old, whatever, student, new girlfriend. Fine. You could also just, like, get rid of her. I don't feel like you ever missed Helen. So, like, it was a little, like, I didn't believe it that much. So he was like, Helen. Like, I would have believed it if he was like, oh, Helen.
That know? Dumb bitch, Helen.
Fucking Helen, you know? There's, like, no toothpaste left. And he's like, oh, Helen, you know? But so I thought that was a little annoying. But it was super cool to see her, like, be like, you know who's the real horrible person, as we said over and over again? Trevor.
And you know who's not going to appear if we say his name 5 times? Trevor. Because he sucks. So thank God for that.
Wait, Kate, seriously, why isn't there a movie called Helen? Like, where she does crazy shit and she, like, goes after, like, she's like the monster ghost serial killer. She goes after, like, cheating husbands.
I fucking love that idea.
I have the setup. It's like someone finds her old PhD, like, thesis that's not finished, and they go to finish it. And at the same time, the Helen murders start.
And then Jake from State Farm is, like, really old, and he's like, I remember Helen. I made lots of mistakes, and it's all my fault. And you're like, Jake, you're keeping the story of Helen alive. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This was
well,
good.
Butch, I know it's a horror movie, but I don't know. Would you watch or don't watch?
I would watch with the caveat. It still is scary. It gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
And I would recommend watching it during the day.
Okay.
That's fair. You gotta see this once. I was missing out. Kate, watch or don't watch?
I would watch.
We don't really say don't watch a lot, do we?
Like, I'm pretty sure we did to definitely Love Actually. Definitely. And probably There's Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah, about that too,
because it's trash.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Bridge, I have our next movie. This is not a listener pick, now I feel like I have to fact check that every time I say it, because I don't know. So I'll fact check it. But this is, we're going back a couple years back. We're actually going to the 70s. Haven't been there in a while.
Wow.
I definitely made a reference to this recently in one of our previous episodes. I can't read you the one sentence because you're going to immediately know what it is, but the year is 1979. Oh. This movie is rated G. The tagline, there's a little tagline. It says, more entertaining than humanly possible. And I'm not sure about that one. I mean, it's entertaining. I like this movie. I think it's funny. I'd be interested to rewatch it with you because I don't know if you've ever seen it. So it's the 1979, the first of many. There's many of these types of movies. The Muppet Movie.
I was like, what?
Oh, I should have also said it's adventure comedy family. No Candyman's here.
Once you said G, I was like, what the hell is this?
Yep.
Wow. My love for Jim Henson. Let's do this.
Yeah. I wonder where this fell in the lineup of movies, because 70s was before Dark Crystal, was before Labyrinth. Like, this might have been his first movie.
Oh my God. I don't know if I've seen this. The 1979 version?
Like, so this is the one where it's like Kermit is like, they're going to Hollywood, I think. And then he like meets all the people. This is the description. Kermit and his newfound friends trek across America to find success in Hollywood. But a frog legs merchant is after Kermit. What? It's like he's like, they're trying to like murder him the whole movie, which is like kind of dark.
That is dark, 1979.
But, yeah. Wow. I'm pretty sure there's like random celebrities this movie. Oh, let me see if they list some of them.
Oh, I'm excited.
I remember liking this movie. Have I watched it recently? No.
Wow. We're going the literal opposite end of the spectrum.
As far away as possible. Yep.
Except for that murdering frog leg merchant.
Yeah. I don't think it's Candyman, though, so I think we're in the clear.
We're in the clear.
And Bridge.
Yeah.
I just want to say, if you had a lady appear in your house and she tried, keyword tried, to hurt Penny the dog and or kidnap baby Kate, I would slam her head against the floor multiple times and maybe add some other wrestling moves in there. And then I would, call police, I guess, and be like, we're not doing this Candyman shit, so you guys figure it out.
You would murder Jake.
I'd be like, Jake's the real problem here, all right? Get him. Put him in cuffs. Yeah.
What I thought you were going to say is, if you were in your bathroom and Helen appeared, you would kindly open your medicine cabinet and hand her a wig.
I'd be like, Helen, thank God you're here. I've heard all about you, girl.
Do you
want to
go long or bob? Which color? Red? Blonde? Brunette? Oh my God. Yeah, Kate.
I think
you said it all. I would make sure that the dog is alive, because I really didn't realize how traumatic that was for you. I'm so sorry you went through that.
Fucking hate that part. And listeners, if you also fucking hate that part and you think that Helen should get her own spin-off horror movie where she murders adultering husbands.
Yeah.
And if you think that Jake sucks, like me, you should write us a review. We love reviews. We love written reviews. You can review us on Apple Podcasts, along with some other podcasting apps. We also have a website, sisterswhoseenit.com. If you scroll down on the main page, there's a form you can fill out to request a movie. Neither of these were requests, but, you know, we have a list somewhere. So, yeah, if you got a movie you want us to do, get on there. And And Bridge, what else can they do on our website?
They can buy us coffee.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you, if we're going to follow Kermit all the way across the country, we're going to need some coffee.
Yes, we so are.
Get on it. Show your appreciation with not only rating and giving us wonderful reviews, but also throwing a couple bucks our way.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right, so check all that out. And we hope to hear from you. All right, listeners. Well, we'll see y'all next week for The Muppet Movie. There's definitely a lot of songs in this movie, too.
Look out.
I don't remember.
2023, the serial killer movie. Helen, do you hate cheating husbands? Do you feel like they say their exes' names in the bathroom? Helen will come and get rid of your problem. Helen. Yep.
Fucking love it. And then everyone's just like, Helen, Helen, Helen. And it's like Oprah. Like, woo!
All the babies have their arms up. Like, woo!
Oh my God. It's awesome.
All right. Okay. We love you. We love you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Sisters Who Seen It. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out our website at sisterswhoseenit.com, where you can email us, request movies to be reviewed, and keep up to date with all things sisters. Also, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. See you next week!